Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In David's last words, he confessed that in all of those anointed psalms that he wrote, it was the power and grace of God that brought them to pass. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The man who is taught by the Spirit of God can never glory in his own abilities and power, but must give all glory to him who led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. In David's last words, he spoke prophetically of Christ. The God of Israel said, "The rock of Israel spake to me." Christ is that rock. David knew that Christ would come. God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Christ alone is that just king and ruler who came to do his Father's will. In David's last words, he spoke of him who is the light of the world. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even as a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing up out of the earth by clear shining after rain. The morning is broken as the bright morning star has now come. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In David's last words, he spoke of a covenant-keeping God. The covenant blessings of God come to his people through Christ, to whom all covenant promises have been made. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, "And to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." The Lord declared the results of this covenant when he said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." The last words of John are, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Do you look for his coming?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.